With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Kiwanis Club of Rhinelander is spearheading a fundraising campaign to build a new playground and splash pad at Hodag Park. The Rhinelander City Council approved moving forward with the plan at its recent meeting. WXPR's Katie Thorsen reports.
The plans for a new playground and splash pad at Hodag Park were sparked by the Kiwanis Club of Rhinelander wanting to do a project at one of the city's parks. After talking with the city and community members, Kiwanis member Brandon Caraba says it all came together fairly quickly over the last 6 months.
It just seemed such a great fit to be able to upgrade to something that's going to just bring so many people together and reach out to so many different communities in the Northwoods, or even more than the Northwoods.
Caraba broke down the plan for the Rhinelander City Council at its recent meeting. The 13,000 square foot playground features different sections for different age groups, accessible equipment, and new benches and picnic tables. All of it built on a type of rubber turf that can withstand Northwood's winters, but still allow wheelchairs and other mobility devices to move freely on its surface. He says they worked with Lee Recreation to design a playground for different ages, confidence levels, and abilities.
This is 13,000 square feet of all-inclusive. And same with the splash pad. The splash pad, of course, is 100% inclusive. There's a good mixture of play for everybody.
The splash pad will be adjacent to the new playground. It will replace the current playground near the ball fields. Kiwanis has donated $20,000 to the project, and it's already gotten more than $750,000 in pledge support from local businesses and people. The total project is expected to cost $1.6 million.
It's just an amazing area, and there's so much good stuff going on, and this is just another one of those great things.
If Kiwanis can secure $1.1 million this year, the playground could be built this fall. If the total amount is raised this year, the splash pad construction would start next spring. You can learn more about the project, including how to contribute, at WXPR.org. At the meeting, city council members stressed that this project would not take away from the skate park that is also in the works for Hodag Park. Earlier this month, the city council approved hiring a design firm for the skate park. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorsen.
Deer population management impacts everyone, homeowners, farmers, hunters, gardeners, foresters, and more. People are encouraged to share what they've observed at County Deer Advisory Council meetings, many of which are upcoming. This is Kurt Justice, chair of the Vilas County Deer Advisory Council, or CDAC.
There's two sides to every story. We have people that want to see the deer population lowered, and we have also a lot of people that want to see it raised. It all depends on where you're standing.
Justice would prefer to see the population managed by habitat as opposed to county boundaries.
I think we had a better understanding of how to keep the deer herds at the levels we were looking for.
He's been pushing to return to that model of management. In March, Governor Evers vetoed a prohibition on antlerless deer hunting in northern Wisconsin in hopes of raising the population. Justice said that in some areas, leaving the deer, and especially does alone, would give them a chance to repopulate.
But that wouldn't fix everything for everyone.
That's why he encourages people to come to CDAC meetings and share their local perspectives. The new mayor of Wisconsin Rapids says priority one for him is redevelopment of the city's long-idled paper mill. Mayor Matt Zacher would like to see something that brings multiple businesses to town.
We all want the best for the community, and CRG wants the best for, you know, their portfolio and their bottom line. So we're going to work closely together to see what we can do to help bring in local entrepreneurs.
Zacher says having multiple medium-sized businesses creates a more resilient local economy than having one large employer. He says that's something that the business community in Rapids is taking the lead on.
New to me, when I'm thinking this is new, but it's out there, and so I'm going to be joining, you know, whatever I can in order to learn more as to how to bring that entrepreneurial spirit and education opportunities to our children.
Zacher says the property represents some prime real estate in the city.
We can put industries in those buildings and you know, keep the river clean and figure out what to do with the hydro dams and everything else. I think that's the best case scenario.
Zacher says a complete demolition and reset of the property is not likely.
And it would take a lot to take them down, and there's separating from the dam that would have to happen. Plus, you know, what would the entire infrastructure up to what would happen there? So I certainly wouldn't want to go down that road.
The mill was shut down nearly 4 years ago and was sold to a liquidation firm earlier this year. Zacher says it's much too soon to say what the new owner's plans are outside of gutting the buildings and selling the movable assets. Leaders at Monk Botanical Gardens in Wausau have announced a name change and a new brand for the outdoor space. Mike Leishner explains.
As of Friday, it's now Wausau Botanical Gardens, a move that's been met with many negative reviews, but leaders insist the namesake isn't going anywhere. In a statement, they said they plan to integrate the legacy of Robert Monk into the new visitor center through recorded messages and insist that every tour will begin with Monk's story. They also say they plan to work with the Monk family on a memorial that will be a testament to their lasting impact on our community and beacon of growth and beauty for all who visit. Leaders are also planning upgrades, including a new security system designed to keep deer out, accessibility upgrades on trails, and a new ginseng garden and the completion of Sarah's storybook garden, which is dedicated to the memory of Sarah Quirt San.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. Wisconsin health workers confirm a case of measles in the southern part of the state. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says a person living in Dane County contracted the disease. The person infected also travels to Rock County for work. Health workers are notifying people they believe may have been exposed. Cases of measles have been rare in Wisconsin due to high vaccination rates, but measles is highly contagious and can cause serious health complications for those who are not vaccinated. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.